Wildcats. Lady Wildcats will be the visitors on the scoreboard as the number 3 seed. And they'll wear the black uniform trimmed to that familiar licking orange. They will start tonight with number 5, Hadley Davis, a freshman, and she is a good one. Lindsay Wallace, a senior, wears number 13. Zoe Dawson, number 20, a senior. The senior, Kinley Keaton, wears number 22. And Allie Hawk, number 33. She's the big girl in the middle for Coach Steve Risler and the Licking Lady Wildcats. Now, your Thayer Lady Bobcats. They'll start with the senior, Abby Bowers, wearing number 12. The freshman, Riley Davis, number 3. Caden Hillis, a junior, number 15. Allie Curley, a junior, number 4. And Riley Pierce, wearing number 2. Lady Bobcat senior. Thayer Lady Bobcats coming off of that impressive win here on Thursday night. The win over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And we are set to get this one underway. Three-man officiating crew here in the district. This is the Class 3 District 10 championship game. The winner will play Tuesday night in the state regionals against the winner of the Fairgrove Springfield Catholic game, which is also just getting ready to start over at Seymour, Missouri, in the District 9 tournament. It'll be Abby Bowers to jump it up for the Lady Bobcats. It'll be Hawk to jump it up, and the tip control by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Davis brings it up out of the backcourt. Kabul going to play a little 1-2-2 zone here. Wow, we haven't seen the 1-2-2 in a while. Coach Risler breaks that up. Lady Bobcats bounce it to the high post to Hillis. She bounces down the middle of the lane, puts up a shot. No, she traveled. Good defensive pressure in the middle as they collapse the double team on her, and Hillis turns it over. Here come the Licking Lady Wildcats with the basketball. They'll bring up the middle of the floor with number 22, Keaton. Keaton swings it on the right side to Hadley Davis. Davis holds it high overhead, gives it up now to Keaton. Keaton in the corner to Wallace. Wallace dribbles out to the wing. Now a lob pass, almost stolen, taken by Keaton. Into the lane, bounces it down on the baseline for Hawk. Hawk cross court with it. Now down in the right corner to Dawson. Fakes the three. Swings it into the free throw lane area. Shot is up and good. Number 5, Hadley Davis. First bucket of the night goes to the Licking Lady Wildcats. They're out to the early 2-0 lead. They're Lady Wildcats in the offensive set. Got it to Abby Bowers on the left wing. Swings a long pass to Pierce. Pierce got it down low to Curley. Curley up with a shot. No good. Rebound. Bowers back up. Couldn't follow it. And we get a held ball on the rebound, and it'll belong to the Licking Lady Wildcats. The Lady Wildcats with an opportunity to get an early 4-point lead here, just underway at Kabul in the Class 3 District 10 championship game. Thayer Lady Bobcats back in the zone defense, looking, working around the perimeter. Number 13, Lindsay Wallace has got it, brings it down to the right corner, and now to the baseline, and back out to Dawson. Dawson hands it off to Keaton. Keaton throws it a long cross-court pass, and it goes into the lane. Wallace down the right side, puts up a shot, no, and we get a hell ball on the rebound as Bowers got tied up there with Keaton, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 6:31 to go, first quarter, just underway here. Thayer Lady Bobcats wearing the white home uniforms, trimmed in the green, as the number 1 seed in the tournament. Thayer with the ball. Oh, Hillis dribbled it off of her foot. Loose ball on the court. We're going to get a hell ball as Bowers gets on the floor with Lindsay Wallace. And the Lady Bobcats with another turnover. Two turnovers in the first 2 minutes against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here comes Licking. They'll swing it on the right side to Davis. Davis leads it up top to Wallace. She'll take it around to the left side now to Keaton. Keaton trying to lob it inside to Hawk. And it's deflected out of bounds by the Thayer Lady Bobcat defense. Coach Denny Young and the Lady Bobcats, they know you play defense, you stay in games, and that's what they're known for. And here's a steal on the inbound. Ball comes out to Hillis. Hillis running the floor up the right side for Thayer. Pulls up on the wing, gives out to Bowers. Bowers penetrates in the lane, kicks it back out to Curley. Curley bounces back to Hillis. Hillis penetration and out into the corner to Davis. Fire the three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Abby Bowers. Dumps it down to Curley. She can't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Licking Lady Wildcat basketball. So Davis misfires on the three out of the corner. Bowers with a nice rebound tried to feed it inside to Curley. She couldn't hang on and went off her knee out of bounds. So Thayer with another turnover and Licking with the ball in a 2-0 lead. Wildcat working down in the left corner. Letting get rid of it is Dawson. Dawson gives it out, and out front it comes to Wallace. Wallace top of the key, lob pass down to Davis on the baseline. Moves, shoots a running one-hander. That's short, no good. Abby Bowers with rebound for Thayer. Bowers pushing the ball up the middle of the floor. Lady Bobcats need a bucket. They lob one down inside to Davis. circled around the defense, throws up a shot. She gets fouled on the play, and she'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. A lot of folks say, well, Davis girl, she can flat shoot the three, and she can. She is about as complete a player as you will find as a freshman. She can move and shoot off the dribble. Leads the team in rebounding, but did at least one point in the game. And the first free throw is up and good. And, of course, Riley, a tremendous free throw shooter. A former Elks hoop shoot champion. Second free throw is up and good. So Davis ties the score at 2, 5:17 to go in the first quarter. Lady Bobcats break the ice and get on the scoreboard here. Licking, bringing the ball the other way. Wallace, the senior, stops out between the circles, swings it over to Keaton. Keaton back to Wallace, now right side to Davis. Davis out front. Ooh, pass almost stolen by Davis. It was Wallace brought it down, penetrates into the lane, kicks it back out to Davis. She'll fire a three. It one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound volleyed out and taken by Keaton for Licking. And then she's going to get fouled. They're going to call that one on Caden Hillis. There was a battle after the loose ball. They said, no, number three, Davis, called for the foul. Got her on the arm in the fight after the loose ball. Grabbed her. So Licking will inbound it on the far sideline. First team foul against the Lady Bobcats tonight. Licking with a basketball. They got it out front for Wallace, the senior. Takes it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. Feeds it to Davis, the freshman, driving the baseline. Kicks it back out front. Almost threw it away. It's run down out there by Hawk. Hawk with a move through the free throw circle. Leaves it on the right side in the corner now to Wallace. Wallace brings it back out top to the wing. Cross-court pass. It's going to be taken by Davis into the lane. Shot is up. Is partially blocked. And then taken by Licking. Davis got it back in the lane. Shot blocked by Bowers, but not before we get a travel called on Davis. And here comes the Fair Lady Bobcats. They're going to push it now. Hillis up the left side. Got it in the corner to Pierce. Got it to Davis, trailing the play. Three-point shot is off the mark, no good. And will land out of bounds. Davis kind of hurried that shot, and she misfired. Didn't hit anywhere near the rim. Licking with it. Coming up against the Lady Bobcat pressure. They'll swing it all the way up to Davis on the right side wing. Davis gives it to Wallace, trailing the play. And they'll set the offense from there. They go left to Davis. Davis back out to Wallace on top. Lob pass down inside is taken. Shot is up and good. Number 33, Allie Hawk. Beautiful pass from Wallace to Lob. Excuse me. Fair Lady Bobcats on the other end. Almost turned it over. We're going to get a kick ball by the Licking Lady Wildcats. Fair Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball with 3:38 to go in the first quarter. Fair has not hit a field goal yet. Their only points have come via the free throw line. Here's a pass inside. Got it to Hillis. Hillis down the left side of the lane. Misses a layup and a rebound taken by the Licking Lady Wildcats. Wallace up the floor to the top of the key. Bounces to the right side to Hawk. Going through a double team. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound Curley. For Allen, pass is stolen by Davis. They'll kick it back outside. Around the horn it goes in the corner. And now back on top for Wallace. Wallace shooting a long three. That is no good. Rebound. Allie Curley for Thayer. Got it out to Davis. Riley runs up the right side. Still on the dribble. Bounces it to Curley. Curley couldn't hang on. And Licking with the ball after another Thayer Lady Bobcat turnover. Licking with the ball. Up by two here with 2:53 to go in the first quarter. Ball goes down the left corner. Now on the baseline. And back outside to Davis. Davis goes inside. Shot. Turnaround jumper. Good. For Allie Hawk, the senior. She's got four, and Coach Denny Young wants a timeout. 2:44 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down four at Kabul. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back at Kabul. Coach Denny Young and the Fair Lady Bobcats is not happy. And the Fair Lady Bobcats playing turnover after turnover after turnover tonight. I believe they have four already in the game. We've still got 2:44 to go in the first quarter. Licking here, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Thayer working it up. Going to have to hurry now. Bowers finally stepped across the timeline and got rid of it. And there's a double dribble. Yep, Abby Bowers double dribbles the basketball. So Thayer completely discombobulated here tonight. They look nothing like the team that played here on Thursday or even that played last Saturday in the victory over Liberty. Licking, on the other hand, playing better tonight than they did against Liberty here on Thursday. They won, but they didn't play real well. Licking with the ball out front. Wallace feeds it over on the left side to Keaton. Keaton down the corner to Davis for three, and it's good. Hadley Davis, the freshman for Licking, makes it a 9-2 Licking lead. Thayer with a basketball out on top. Bowers to Davis. She'll fire another one from downtown. Rolls off the rim. No good. Pierce with a rebound. Going back up. Gets fouled. That'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Nice rebound there for Riley Pierce. And she gets fouled by number 22, Kinley Keaton. That will be her second of the game on Keaton. And the free throw for Riley Pierce is up and no good. Thayer's only points have come from the free throw line. We get a substitution here for the Licking Lady Wildcats. 22, Keaton is out. Number one, Keely Gorman, the sophomore, will check in. Second free throw for Riley Pierce is up. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Hillis got the rebound. Can't follow it up. Feeds it outside and around the horn. Gets it back to Davis on the wing. Davis out to Bowers. Three-point shot up and no good. The rebound taken by Licking. Come the Lady Wildcats. Chance to go up double digits or go up by nine here with a bucket. A minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats can't buy a basket. And they haven't been able to hang on to the ball either. Six turnovers in the quarter. And no field goals. Licking with it. Out top, Wallace. Works down the right side of the lane. Leaves it for Hawk. Out around the three-point line. Now to Davis. Their freshman named Davis. Hadley Davis. She gave it to Hawk. Hawk has it stolen by Hillis. Hillis on the drive on the snowbird. She scores a layup. Caden Hillis with a steal and the layup on the other end. That's a big bucket for the Lady Bobcats. They are a little bit of backcourt pressure now. Licking trying to handle it. Ooh, got it across the timeline to Dawson. Dawson feeds it off. Shot is up. No good for the Lady Wildcats. Rebound taken by Davis for Thayer. 1 minute to play, first quarter. Thayer with it. Davis into the lane. Sidesteps the defender. Shoots a layup. Thayer Lady Wildcats on a 4-0 run here. Back to within three at 6-9. There's a steal by Bowers to Hillis for two. Lady Wildcats with a steal and the full court pressure again. Dawson's got it in the backcourt for Licking. Comes to midcourt. Pass is deflected. Now stolen by Bowers. Up to Curley. Curley, wait for a teammate. Got it to Pierce. And now Bowers with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Thayer back to within one. Lady Bobcats on a 6-0 run in the last minute and a half. Pierce with it. Feeds right side to Hillis. She'll swing. Left side to Davis. Now to Hillis cutting down the lane. In the corner, Curley. Davis on top for the lead. Three-pointer is no good. Curley gets the rebound to Bowers in the lane. Short jumper, no. But we got a foul on the play, and Abby Bowers is going to go to the free throw line to shoot to tie this game and give the Lady Bobcats a lead if she can hit them both. 9-8 Licking with the lead, but Thayer on a 6-0 run in the final minute and a half. And they threw that full-court press on, and they forced those turnovers. First free throw for Bowers is good. First point of the game for Abby. And we're tied at 9. Lady Bobcats looking to take the lead. Haven't led since it was 2-0. That was a pair of free throws. This one's up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Licking with 5 seconds. 4, Wallace into the front court. Runs into the defense, and that's an offensive foul. Great job by Riley Pierce. She just stood right in the middle of the lane, and she let Wallace run right over. And with 1.4 seconds left, Thayer will inbound it to Davis. Davis, long shot. Ooh. Could have been a foul call there, but there wasn't. All right, our score tied at 9 at the end of one quarter play. Thayer and Licking in the district championship. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
We're back at the end of the first quarter. The Thayer Lady Bobcats end the first quarter on a 7-0 run. That was in the last minute or so, and they have tied the score at 9 as we head into the second quarter. Licking got out to a 9-2 lead, and then the Lady Bobcats kind of turned on the heat defensively and forced Licking into a number of turnovers and got easy buckets. Thayer with the ball to start the second quarter, chance to take the lead for the first time since it was 2-0. And here we go. Pierce has got the ball out front, feeds it to Curley. Curley, long shot is up. That's no good. Rebound taken by the Licking Lady Wildcats. Wallace will bring it up into the front court, top of the key, feeds it on the right side. That is Hawk. Hawk, left side now to Davis. Hadley Davis, their freshman, goes in the lane, shoots a wild shot, no good. Rebound Licking, a shot blocked by Bowers. Bowers using those long arms. That's about 3 blocks in the game already for Abigail. Licking, long cross-court pass. Got it over to Dawson, moves toward the lane. Feeds it now to Hawk, driving the baseline, pull-up jumper, no good. Allie Curley with the rebound, and she gets fouled. It'll be offensive on number 33, Allie Hawk. She just reached out and shoved Allie Curley to the ground after Curley got the rebound. Maybe a little frustration for Hawk there after missing the shot. So Thayer's got the ball back. First team foul here in the second quarter. Thayer and Licking tied at 9. 7 minutes to go, first half. Thayer with the ball. Here's Davis on a cut in the lane. She scores the layup. Riley Davis leads the way now for Thayer with 6 points. Here in the first half, the freshman starting to find her range. Licking on the other end, worked the ball around the corner. They got it down to their freshman. Davis feeds it out to Wallace on the wing. Wallace will swing it around. It ends up in the right corner to Hawk. Hawk back out to Wallace on top. Lady Bobcats playing that zone defense. Ooh, almost another steal by Davis. But Gorman got the ball. Feeds it down the right side to Hawk. Hawk goes to Davis. Pass in the middle is deflected, taken by Hillis. Thayer on the break. It's a one-on-one. Hillis down the middle of the lane. Spins. Oh, they're going to get her for a double dribble. Got a little bit out of control and put two hands on the ball at some point. Thayer again with a 2-2-1 zone press. 11-9. Lady Bobcats lead it by 2. Just underway here in the second quarter. Licking will trigger it in. Going to have to hurry. They get it into Gorman. Gorman wings it on the left side to Wallace. Wallace in the backcourt. Licking's going to have to hurry now. And Wallace finally gets it across the timeline on the dribble drive. Feeds it down in the corner. Now back outside to Gorman. Back to Hawk. Cross court with a pass to Davis. They like to swing that thing over the top. Davis with it. There's a pass going to the left side wing for Keaton. Keaton out front. Got it back over to Wallace. Wallace sidesteps the defense. Dribbles in the lane. Kicks it back out. Now to Davis. Wants to drive the baseline. Lady Bobcats cut her off. So she'll just fire a 3. And it's good. Hanley Davis with her second three-pointer of the first half. And Licking back on top, 12-11. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. Hillis out top in the half-court set. Still on the dribble out between the circle. Feeds it left side wing for Riley Pierce. Pierce to the right side now to Davis. Davis a little shake and bake. Goes into the free throw circle. Gives it to Bowers. Bowers out to Hillis. Now back to Bowers on the left side. Shoots a 3. Bingo! Abby Bowers with the first three-pointer of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And that makes it a 14-12 Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Licking breaks the full-court pressure, got the ball down. And they give it to Hawk. Hawk moves into the free-throw circle, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Davis has got it. Back outside to Wallace. Thought about taking a 3, doesn't. Hillis jumps out on it. Just swing it back down to Davis in the corner, moves toward the bucket. Throws one up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Riley Pierce runs it down the corner for Thayer. Ball loose on the floor now, and Hillis Gets it to Bowers. Bowers running the floor. Thayer with a 3-on-3. Got it in the corner to Davis. Off the back rim. No good. The rebounding foul is going to be called on Riley Pierce of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. She asked the official what she did wrong, and she did. She was over the back. Riley Pierce called for the foul. Will be her first of the night. And here comes Licking with the ball. Not shooting foul, obviously. Thayer up two, Licking with the basketball. Right side is Gorman. Bowman gives it in the corner, and right back to Gorman down in the low block. She'll give it out front to Hawk. Hawk moves in the lane. Shot is up off the window, no good. Rebound bounces out. Scramble on the floor. Gorman got it and gives it to Hawk. Hawk for three out of the corner. That's no good. Rebound taken by Curley for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lane it to Bowers. Thayer in the semi-break up the middle of the floor. Bowers all the way to the free throw line. Steps through a double team, going to the bucket. They're going to get her. Oh, she got fouled. They're going to call it on the floor. Abby with a nice move right through the double team, and she got fouled on the way through. Non-shooting foul. Thayer leads them by two here with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Low-scoring affair, 14-12. Thayer inbounds it to Bowers. Bowers back out to Hillis. Hillis now top the key to Davis. Davis leads Thayer with 6 points in the ballgame tonight. Here's a gift to Pierce in the corner for three, and she nailed it. Riley Pierce, her first three-pointer of the night. It's brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. The Thayer Lady Bobcats starting to heat it up from the perimeter now. Look out, folks. 17-12, Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead, Licking with the ball. They get it to Dawson. Dawson penetrates and kicks it back outside. Licking. By the way, number 14 is into the game. That is Morgan Stone for Licking. She's got it. Feeds it back outside to Hawk. Hawk, left side corner to Davis for three. That one's short off the rim. Rebound Davis for Thayer. Davis has it poked away from behind. Riley Pierce got it. Feeds it up the floor to Curley. To the cutter, that's Hillis in the lane. Back outside to Davis. Davis into the lane, puts it up. Oh, they're going to call her for a travel. Yeah, that's a bad call. Called her for a travel. She made the European move, and the officials didn't like it. Here's Wallace back in the game for Licking. Number five checks out. That is Hadley Davis, leading scorer for the Lady Wildcats. 3:05 to go in the first half. Fair Lady Bobcats starting to get a little cushion here. Lead it by five. Licking with it out front. Wallace bounces it to Dawson. Dawson to the high post. Now outside for Keaton. Keaton goes down to the baseline. Oh, and travel with the basketball. So Keaton called for the travel. Fair Lady Bobcats will get it on the Licking turnover. But not before Coach Steve Risler calls a timeout. 17-12. Fair Lady Bobcats with the lead. 2:53 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats have outscored Licking 8-3 here in the first 5 minutes of the second quarter and have opened a 5-point lead, 17-12. We were tied at 9 at the end of one quarter. Thayer ended that quarter, the final minute of the first quarter. Thayer applied the press and forced three turnovers and scored 6 straight points. Actually, 7. There was a foul in there and a made free throw. Thayer with a basketball out the timeout. Hillis has got it on the right side, out to Davis, and now Curley on the left side lane. Lady Bobcats have turned the offense around. Here's Bowers with it out front. Wide open for a three. It bounces high off the rim. No good. Rebound is taken by Stone for Licking. Stone will give it out to Wallace, and she'll walk it up the floor on the right side. Licking needs a bucket to get a little closer. Down by 5 here. Remember, they've led by as many as 7. Licking with it. Wallace down inside. Goes through the lane and is going to get fouled. It'll be on the floor to be kind of an excuse me and see if they get it on Hillis. They do. Caden Hillis, that was an excuse me foul. That'll be her first of the night, second team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the second quarter. And there's almost a steal on the inbound pass and a foul on Caden Hillis. Ellis tried to get back and intercept it and then ran into Wallace as Wallace was making a catch. And that'll be foul number two on Caden Hillis, both of them coming in the last 3 seconds. If Coach Denny Young goes to the bench, not yet. 2:12 to go in the first half. Bayer with a five-point lead in the ball. Licking, trying to dump it inside. They get it down there to Hawk. Hawk throws one up off the window. No good. Gets their own rebound and was standing out of bounds. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 2:03 to go in the half, trying to add to a five-point lead. And we'll say thanks to some of your Lady Bobcat boosters, including Big D's Barbecue, LLC and Catering in Thayer, American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Oregon County. Thayer with the ball. He got it to Davis for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound volleyed up. Hillis has got it out to Pierce. The 12-footer wouldn't go down. And Curley gets the rebound, but she was over the back of the Licking defender. That'll be a rebounding foul on Allie Curley. Will be her first, and that is team foul number four on the Lady Bobcats here in the second quarter. We're down to a minute 42 to go. We're at that point in the game where both teams start getting a little tired. There's a lot of banging going on down inside. Licking, working around the perimeter, got it to Davis. Davis in the corner, gives to Keaton for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound. Oh, that should have been a travel, and now we do get the call. And number 33, Hawk, got the rebound for Licking and then fell down and hung on to the ball. And the officials took it a little bit. I think all three of them were looking, okay, who's going to call it? And finally, the far side official in the corner called it. All right, a minute 21 to go in the half. Thayer leads at 17-12. They've got the ball. Abby Bowers crosses the timeline. Kicks it on the right side to Riley Pierce. Pierce going to Bowers at the elbow. Oh, and she was going to jump pass and did into the corner to Curley, but Curley had vacated the corner, and Bowers throws it away. So what would have been a beautiful play if they completed it ended up being a turnover. And here comes Licking again, chance to climb back in this game. They're down by five. We've got 1 minute to go in the half. Davis with it. Leads it on the right side. Now down in the corner to Wallace for the Licking Lady Wildcats. Cross-court pass is deflected by Davis for Thayer. Goes down and tried to save it from out of bounds, but she couldn't. It goes right back to Licking. Wallace races up the floor. Didn't have any teammates down there. Nothing but white jersey. She backs it back out on the dribble. Feeds it in the corner now. And that is number 20, Zoe Dawson. She feeds it back out to Wallace on top. And coach for Licking says, let's hold it for one. We're down to 28 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer leads it by five, 17-12. They've outscored Licking 8-3 in this quarter. Wallace now starts the offense with 15 to go. Here's the pass that's deflected by Hillis. It's saved from out of bounds and goes to Davis. Davis has it taken away by Licking. Here comes Hawk down the floor. Offensive foul. Riley Pierce draws her second charge of the night. Allie Hawk ran right through her with 3.4 seconds to go. That was a courageous play right there by Riley Pierce. Standing her ground, and Hawk ran right through her. They're inbounds with 3 seconds. Now to Bowers, 1 second. Here's a shot from half court. It's good if it goes. It didn't. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 17-12. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Licking Lady Wildcats here in the Class 3 District 2 Championship game. We're back to the Cabool High School in just 2 minutes with our halftime report powered by Community First Banking Company. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyke, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Deb. I thought you were the radon test guys.
The who test guys?
Didn't you see the papers Sunday? The Surgeon General issued another lung cancer warning.
Oh, like the cigarette warning?
Yeah. They're saying we have to get our houses tested for radon.
I don't smell any radon in my house.
Oh, that's because radon is an odorless, colorless, tasteless gas that seeps into your house from underground.
Does this story have a happy ending?
Yeah. You'll be a lot happier once you get your house tested.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
And we're back at the Cabool High School side of the Class 3 District 10 Girls Basketball Championship. And at the half, the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead 17-12. Not a lot of scoring in this one, but a lot of defense. And for the Licking Lady Wildcats, this is the game they want to play. And they are going to get it. They're going to pass it around for about 35, 40, maybe a full minute before anybody even looks at taking a shot. And they feel like, apparently, that's the only way that they can win this game. Of course, Thayer Lady Bobcats like to get up and down the floor. They like to get a shot early. But so far tonight, they haven't been hitting any of those shots. They're better now than they were. They're only scoring 17 points in the first half. And only two made three-pointers by the Lady Bobcats tonight. Abby Bowers has one, and Riley Pierce has one. And two made three-pointers for Licking in the first half. Hadley Davis, their freshman, has two of them, the only two that Licking has made in the first half of the game. Again, 17-12, Thayer leads it by five at the intermission. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Before we go to another break here, I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Man, doesn't that sound good right now. Ward Family Dentistry, Brent Ward, DDS in Springfield. Nicholson Farm, for all your farm and logging needs. Toyota of West Plains, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, and Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Missouri. All right, again, we're at halftime. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back with all the first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And back at Kabul here on the Ecom Sports Network, the Class 3 District 10 Girls Championship. Thayer Lady Bobcats trying to join the Thayer Bobcat Boys as district champions. If you did not hear, Thayer Bobcats a winner over the Liberty Eagles last night. 44-34, I believe, was the final score. Thayer wins the district for the 12th season in a row. That's just an unbelievable streak. And Thayer will play Monday night in the state sectional. They'll go to Fair Grove to take on the Eagles. And, of course, Bobcat fans familiar with that trip to Fair Grove. We went up there for football. You might remember back late in the fall. And, by the way, we will have that game for you on the radio Monday night, 6 o'clock for the tip-off, right here on the Ecom Sports Network. All right, quickly run down our scoring in the first half. There hadn't been much for the Licking Lady Wildcats. They've only had two players score. Hadley Davis has 8 points, including 2 3-pointers, and Allie Hawk with 4 points. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Riley Davis with 6, Abby Bowers with 4, including a 3-pointer, 4 for Caden Hillis, and a 3 for Riley Pierce. That's your first half scoring. And no serious foul trouble. Hillis has 2 for Thayer. Nobody else with more than 1. And for the Licking Lady Wildcats, Kinley Keaton and Allie Hawk each had 2 in the first half. We're going to take another break. Back with your second half from Kabul in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
And we're back at Kabul. Everybody enjoying a little bit of Alabama music here in the crowd. Big crowd on hand, by the way. There's a sea of green out here. And there are Lady Bobcat fans. Happy right now. Their team has a 5-point lead at the half. But Licking will have the ball to start the second half. They bring it into the front court. Both teams with the starters on the floor. Wallace handles it for Licking. Swings the pass cross court. Got it there to Keaton. Keaton back out to Wallace on top. She'll pass one down to the baseline. And now inside, shot is up by Hawk. No good. Riley Pierce with the rebound for Thayer. Got it out to Davis. Davis to Curley, streaking up the right side. Back to Davis, trailing the play. Riley will back it out. Thayer will set the offense. They're going to swing it around. They go inside to Ballard. Back outside to Pierce. Pierce will play a little inside out for the three ball. Here's a give in the corner to Bowers. Bowers back out to Hillis. Hillis quick down inside to Curley. Couldn't get a shot. Bounces it down to Bowers. Abigail gets fouled as she shoots. She'll go to the free throw line. for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul's going to be on number 20, Zoe Dawson. That will be her first of the game. And a first team foul, obviously, here in the third quarter against Lickett. Abby Ballard's at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good. You know, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats seniors, they have never won a district championship, and this is where the rubber hits the road. We're into the final 16 minutes. Second free throw is good for Ballard. Thayer now out to a 7-point lead. That's their biggest lead of the night, 19-12. Thayer again, a little backcourt pressure. Now Davis gets tied up, gets the ball across the timeline. They get it down to Hawk. Hawk reverse layup on the other end, left it short. No good, rebound, Curley. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball chance to add to a 7-point lead. They get up to Bowers. Bowers going cross court to Curley and threw it behind her. Abby thought Curley was going to stop, and she kept going to the bucket. Threw it behind her, so Lady Bobcats with an unforced turnover there. And here come the Licking Lady Wildcats again. They are down by 7 all of a sudden. Been a 14-point turnaround as they led by 7 at one point in this game in the first quarter. Licking with it, working around the perimeter, got it down the corner to Davis for 3. Up the rim, no good. Hawk had the rebound, is poked away and out of bounds by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Licking will inbound it down under the bucket with 6:33 to go in the third quarter. Wildcats lob it inside the Hawk. Her shot is up and good. Nice play, very simple. Just lob it up, let the big girl catch it and shoot. 6 points for Hawk in the game. First two of the second half for Licking. They are back in the half-court set in a hurry. Hillis handles out front. Feeds over to Pierce on the left side wing. Back over to Hillis. Hillis now to Bowers at the high post. Back out to Riley Pierce. Pass was deflected. Pierce caught it. Now gives inside to Bowers. Dumped it down to Curley for the layup. Fair Lady Bobcats had gone to the high post, and it went high-low there. Bowers made the catch and dumped it down to Curley, cutting down the baseline for the layup. Fair back up again by 7, and Licking with the ball going toward the lane. Shot is up. Not going to count. We're going to get a foul called. That'll be on Riley Davis. Going to be called for a push as Davis made a move for Licking. Licking runs the same inbound play from the baseline and scores again. Nobody got in front of Allie Hopp. She just caught it and put it up and in. Somebody's got to get in her face. They were behind her. Got to get in front of her on that play. Thayer with the basketball now. The lead's been trimmed to 5. 21-16. Lady Bobcats worked the ball down left side. Now over to Hillis on the right side wing. Bounces it down to Curley. Curley couldn't find anybody else open. Gives it out to Hillis. Skip pass goes to Davis. Davis looking to drive to baseline into the lane. It's going to get fouled. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Oh, my. She got tackled down there, and they called a hell ball. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Riley Pierce to trigger it. And have to bring it way out front to Bowers. Now over to Hillis. Hillis fakes a 3. Moves it to Davis on the left side wing. The Lady Bobcat freshman swings it over to Riley Pierce. Pierce now to Bowers on the right wing. They'll give it back out to Pierce. They're being very patient here. Got to Davis. Now Bowers. Bowers, 10-footer. Up and good. Abby Bowers starting to feel it now. She's got 8 in the game, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats have a 7-point lead again, 23-16. Getting that point in the game where every bucket is critically important. Licking with a basketball. They get it to their freshman Davis in the corner. She'll feed it out top to Wallace. Wallace goes right side to Hawk. Hawk, cross-court pass back to Davis. Davis now looking to penetrate. Steps into the lane. They're going to call her for a travel. That was that European step, and this one official, he doesn't like it. He called a travel on it. I thought it was a good move. Shot was no good. Thayer had to rebound, but now they'll inbound it. A little bit of backcourt pressure by Licking. Thayer breaks that easily. Got up to Riley Pierce on the right wing. Pierce will back it out and restart the offense for the Lady Bobcats. And it's to Davis. She'll take it at the point. They got Bowers on the high post. They'll swing it down to Pierce. Trying to go inside for Curley. The ball stolen by Dawson. Dawson, long pass up the floor to Hawk. She couldn't score, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Licking Lady Wildcats getting out behind the defense. All Abby Bowers could do was get back there and foul her to keep her from hitting a wide-open layup. 23-16, Licking trying to cut into the lead here. First free throw is up and good. Allie Hawk, number 33, good player. She's got 9 points now in the game, a senior for Licking. He'll shoot another, trying to make it a 5-point game. That one is up, bounces high off the rim, no good. Rebound, Abby Bowers. out to Davis. Davis running the floor, now pulls up, waits for her teammates. Gives it to Pierce in the corner. Back out to Bowers, or excuse me, to Davis at the top of the key. She'll swing it over to Hillis on the left, and now right side to Pierce. Back to Hillis on the left. Back to Pierce. Nobody moving away from the ball. They're just playing catch out there. Now they go in the corner to Bowers. Bowers got down to Davis to Bowers. Dribbled it off her foot. She had a wide open layup, but she gathers it back in. Thayer will get over to Davis. Wide open for a three. Up the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and controlled by Hawk for the Licking Lady Wildcats. Allie Hawk's having a good third quarter. She's going all the way down the floor, all the way to the bucket and scores. Allie Hawk with 11 in the game, and all of a sudden it's a four-point game again. Licking Lady Wildcats on a 3-0 run here to get back within four. Here's Pierce for three for Thayer. That's no good. And a rebound taken by Wallace for the Lady Wildcats. Licking with a chance to get back to within two here with a bucket. Wallace made it to Davis. They'll dump it down on the baseline for Keaton. Back outside to Davis. Davis works it to the top of the key, spins at the elbow. He's out to Wallace. She'll try a three, and it's good. Number 13, Lindsay Wallace hits a three. We've got a one-point game, 23-22, 2:51 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats bounce it inside to Davis. Spins, shoots, and scores. Riley Davis, her first bucket of the second half, gives her eight in the game. And Thayer back up by three with 2.5 minutes to go in the third period. Lady Wildcats in the half-court set. Got it down the corner to Davis. Davis dribbles out to the wing, gives it up out front for Wallace. Wallace just hit a big three for Licking. Lady Bobcats cover up this time. She gives it to Davis. Davis moves, and a blocking foul on Riley Davis. Davis just got out there and bumped her. Don't know what she was thinking. And we got a substitution here. Savannah Wheeler will check into the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and Allie Curley will check out. First substitution of the night for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Licking will inbound after the non-shooting foul. That ball to Wallace. Wallace lobbing it inside. Ball is deflected. Stolen by Davis. Davis has it up the right side. Going into the lane. Throws it up and scores. Riley Davis down the middle of the lane has got 10 points on the night. Thayer back up by five again. Licking with it in the corner. And back outside to the wing to Davis. Back in the corner for Keaton. Three-point shot and scores. Kinley Keaton hits a three for Licking. We've got a two-point game, 27-25. Things starting to heat up here at Kabul. Lady Bobcats with it. Abby Ballard. Got out to Hillis. Hillis bounces over to Pierce in the corner now for Davis. Davis gives it to Bowers. Shoots off the window. No good. And rebound taken by Licking. And the Lady Wildcats with a chance to tie the score here. They're led by as many as 7.25. Licking now shooting for the tie. And there's a long pass. It's stolen by Pierce. Out to Davis, and then Davis gets pushed from behind, goes down, and the foul will be on number 20, Zoe Dawson, for Licking. That'll be her second of the night. Team foul number 2 on the Lady Wildcats, so no free throws. Minute 14 to go in the third. Thayer with the ball. Pierce for three out of the corner. No good. Quick trigger on the three for Riley. She couldn't hit it, and Licking got the rebound. Wallace, cross court. Got it there to Keaton. She hit a three from right there a moment ago. Lady Bobcats jump out on her. She'll give it up in the corner for Davis. Back to Keaton and around the horn to Wallace. Back to Keaton in the corner. Davis squares up a three for the lead. It's no good. Rebound is punched out long and taken by Licking. They got it to Hawk. Driving the baseline. And she's going to get fouled as she tried to go to the bucket. Foul's going to be, I believe, on Savannah Wheeler of the Lady Bobcats. No, they called it on Abby Bowers. That'll be number 2 on Bowers. Licking will inbound the ball in the corner. They bring it way out front to Hadley Davis. Hadley Davis to Wallace on top of the key. Right side now in the corner for Dawson. And Dawson gets fouled by Abby Bowers. Just standing there, and Abby fouled her. And that's foul number 3 on the Lady Bobcats senior, Abby Bowers. Thayer with a 2-point lead, 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. And it'll be free throws. Yep, that is team foul number 5 on the Lady Bobcats in the third quarter. And Licking with a chance to tie the game from the free throw line. Number 13, Wallace with it. First one is no good. Excuse me, it's number 20, Zoe Dawson. Number 20, Dawson, misses the first free throw. She has not scored in the game. Second one is up, and that one is no good. Bowers with rebound for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Kate Hillis up the middle of the floor. Swings it over to Davis. 27-25, Thayer with the lead in the ball. 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats have been outscored in this quarter by three. They've got it. Like somebody hit one from downtown at the buzzer. Here's a bounce to Bowers. Bowers pulls up just outside the lane. Shoots and scores. Abby now with 10 points in the game. Thayer up by four. Licky's got the ball. Down to 7 seconds to go. They get it in the corner to Hawk. Driving the baseline. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound Licking. Back up. Count it. And a foul. Shot was no good. The rebound came down to number 20, Zoe Dawson. She has threw it back up. She got hammered by Savannah Wheeler. Her first foul of the game. And going to the line to shoot for the three-point play is Zoe Dawson, trying to make it a one-point game. Free throw is good. And here's a half-court shot for Thayer. Oh, just skimmed the front of the rim. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, Thayer 29, Licking 28. Folks, we got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Kabul High School Gym. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcats supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
Well, the Licking Lady Wildcats have outscored Thayer 16-12 in the third quarter and have got back to within one. And here's a steal by Hillis for Thayer. It's a 2-on-1. Hillis all the way to the bucket, misses the layup, and the rebound down to the Licking Lady Wildcats. Hillis misses the layup. She should have given that ball up to Davis. They had the 2-on-1. Davis breaking down the right side. Licking with the ball on the half-court set. A bucket would give them the lead for the first time since early in the second quarter. Licking with it. A little penetration by Davis. Brings it back outside for Keaton. Keaton right side to Wallace. She'll hold it out front. Counting down to 7 minutes to play in the district championship game. Thayer by one. Licking with the ball. They go to Hop down the baseline. She takes it back outside. Shoots a three. That is no good. And Davis got the rebound. Goes up with a shot. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. Well, number one, we had two bad calls right there. Neither one of them were called. Number one, she traveled with the ball. Number two, she got fouled on the shot. Officials didn't call either one of them. And here's a kick ball going to go out of bounds. Licking a little bit of 1-1-2-1 pressure here. They are a guard-heavy team. They're hard to pressure. Abby Ballard will trigger it in. 7:02 to play in the game. Lady Bobcats break the press. Davis gets it across the timeline, weaves through the defense, leads it down to Hillis on the wing, now out to Ballard. Ballard's in the corner to Davis. Fakes the three, drives down the baseline, ducks under the defense, shoots, no, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and will shoot two. Foul on the Licking Lady Wildcats will be on number 20. That is Zoe Dawson. That is her third. Dawson with three, Keaton with two, Hawk with two for Licking. Bowers with three for Thayer, Davis, and Hillis each with two. And it'll be Riley Davis at the free throw line, misses the first free throw. Uncharacteristic for her to miss free throws. The freshman has been really good all year. She's got 10 points in the game, looking for number 11 here. And the free throw is up. It's no good. She left it short off the front of the rim. And the rebound off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. goes out of bounds. So Licking going to get the ball back with 6:49 to play in the game. Down by one. 29-28. Neither team has scored yet in this fourth quarter. Licking with the ball. Got it to Davis. Davis, ooh, fell down, lost her dribble, gets it back. Moves into the lane, kicks it outside the teammate for a three. That one's high off the rim. No good. Bowers rebound. Fayer with a two-on-one. Davis, to Hillis. Back to Davis for the lay-in. That's how you run the two-on-one break. Fayer Lady Bobcats back up three. Licking with it. Number 20, Zoe Dawson in the backcourt. Gives it to Wallace. Wallace comes to the timeline, working against Davis, and takes it across the line on the dribble. Davis goes inside. Well, there's a travel, no call. They give the ball out to Wallace, who shoots a three, no good. And Allie Curley with a rebound. Fayer breaking the other way. Hillis behind the defense. Ball is tipped and then off the hands of Caden Hillis and out of bounds. That's a beautiful defensive play right there, folks. I'm going to tell you, beautiful defensive play. Beautiful defensive play there by the Licking Lady Wildcats. I think it was Wallace who got back there and just got enough of it just to tip it to where Hillis couldn't catch it, and then it went off her hands and out of bounds. Licking with the basketball, down by three, 5:47 to go in the game. Fayer Lady Bobcats trying to get a stop here and get the ball back. Davis on the right side for Licking, holds it high out on the wing. Now feeds it inside for Keaton. Keaton tries to power it up, shot blocked by Bowers, but picked up by Licking and a bucket for number 20, Zoe Dawson. Dawson has scored 7 points, all of them in the second half. And here's Fayer. Looks like they're going to turn it over again. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be off the hands of Licking. Whew. Fayer dodges a bullet right there. Bowers just absolutely lost control of it, and it went rolling away from her, and then the young lady from Licking tipped it before it got out of bounds. Fayer inbounds the ball on the baseline. Got it to Bowers. Abby feeds it out top to Riley Davis. 5 minutes and change to go in the game. Fayer with a one-point lead, 31-30. Hillis holds it out front, feeds it to Pierce, back to Hillis. Hillis, quick pass down low to Curley, deflected and stolen by the Licking Lady Wildcats. Licking with a chance here to take the lead for the first time since late in the first half. Remember, they led 9-2. Fayer went on that run to tie it at 9. They've never relinquished the lead. And here's a move in the lane. Shot is up and good. Number 5, Davis, gives Licking a lead at 32-31 with 4:40 to go in the game. Davis for Fayer. Trying to penetrate the baseline. Licking cuts her off to get it back out to Hillis. Fayer will reset the offense. 4.5 minutes to play in a tight game. Fayer down one with the ball. Bowers to Pierce to Bowers. Going to Hillis in the lane, and Hillis gets fouled as she makes the catch. I believe that'll be on number 22. Yes, it is, number 22, Kinley Keaton. That'll be number 3 on her. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket, down by one with 4:22 to go. Riley Pierce inbounds to Davis, back to Pierce in the corner. Now quick pass to Bowers and back out to Davis. Counting down to 4 minutes remaining. Thayer looking for a good shot here. Bowers will take it out between the circles on the dribble. Looking to penetrate. Pulls up from 10 feet. Shoots. Rolls around the rim. No good. Hillis with a rebound. Back up. And good. Caden Hillis with the offensive rebound and put back. And the Fayer Lady Bobcats are back on top. 33-32. Licking with it out front. They'll kick it to Wallace. Wallace swings it around to Davis. Davis back out to Wallace. She hit a three a few moments ago from near that spot right there. Davis comes out on her for Fayer. She'll give it up now to Hadley Davis, the freshman from Licking. Her pass to the right side, deflected, loose on the floor. Licking comes out of there with it. Wallace fakes the three, takes it to the right wing. Lady Bobcat defense denying the Licking Wildcats a shot here. 3:26 to go. Here's a Wallace with a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Hillis for Fayer. Lady Bobcats want to run. Hillis bounces it down to Curley on the baseline. Out to Pierce and now Bowers. Thought about taking the three from dead on straight away at the top of the key. She didn't. Fayer will reset the offense with 3 minutes remaining in the game. Lady Bobcats lead it by one, 33-32. Fayer continues to work around the perimeter. Now Bowers, a long three. It's up and no good. Curley had the rebound, and it's picked up by the Licking Lady Wildcats. Curley had her hands on the rebound for Thayer, couldn't hang on, and Wallace got it for Licking. So Licking now the chance to shoot for the lead with 2:44 to go in the game. They got it to Hawk in the right corner. Hawk, a dribble drive out to the wing, and gives it up to Dawson. Dawson to Wallace down in the corner. She stepped away from the defense and backs out of there. 2:28 to go. Here's the give to Dawson. Dawson to Hawk from the elbow. Shot is no good. Rebound. Allie Curley for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Gives it to Davis. Davis triple teamed in the backcourt. Tried to throw it and it's deflected and goes out of bounds. Ooh, dangerous play there by Davis. Going up the sideline. Licking had three defenders. One behind, one to the side of her, and one in front of her. She tried to elevate and throw a pass down the court. But Licking knocked it out of bounds. So Thayer now in the half-court set. Got to Pierce in the corner for three. In and out, no good. Hillis had the rebound and now runs it down in the corner. Loses it on the floor. We're going to get a held ball. No. Hillis had enough possession that Coach Denny Young called the timeout. And that will save a possession for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 33-32. Thayer leads it by one. 2:02 to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. Back to Kabul in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
We're back to Kabul after the timeout. I had to give me a cold drink here. Well, they've been good to us at Kabul all week here at the Class 3 District 10 tournament. I'd like to say thank you to Coach Beller and Coach Shockley and all the staff here at Kabul High School. They've been good, easy to work with, and have put on a good tournament here in the Class 2 or Class 3 District 10. Championship game is a dandy. 33-32. Thayer leads Licking with 2:02 to play in the game. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball on the inbound. Trying to protect a one-point lead. Bowers to trigger it in. Got it in to Riley Davis. Riley Davis defended by Hawk. Now Licking throws on the double team. Thayer got it to Bowers at the elbow. Bowers turns, passes it to Davis. Now right side to Riley. Pierce for three. Off the rim. No good. Curley with a rebound. Back to Pierce. Now Curley. Pierce on the right side. Over to Hillis. Hillis looking to penetrate. Kicks it in the corner to Bowers for three. Off the rim. Hillis with a rebound to the bucket and scores. Caden Hillis gives the Lady Bobcats a little bit of breathing room with a minute 30 to play in the game. What a rebound and put back by Caden Hillis. Licking with a basketball. He got it to Wallace down on the baseline in the corner. Lady Bobcats trying to cut her off. Long cross-court pass goes to Zoe Dawson. Dawson gives it to the high post to Hawk. She moves, shoots, no good. Rebound controlled by Licking. Shot no good. Rebound Bowers. Thayer off on a two-on-one. Hillis bounces it to Davis. Shoots and scores. Riley Davis with 14. Thayer leads it now by five. We've got 1 minute to play. And Wallace going down the left side of the lane has her shot blocked by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It goes out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Riley Pierce. Really bothered the shot. Then Bowers came over and deflected it. Licking will run the inbound play with 57 seconds to go, down by five. They're looking for Hawk in the middle. They bring it way out front. Ball is caught by Wallace. Oh, Davis staying right on it. And now Davis going to be called for a foul. She was a little bit too close. And Coach Denny Young and Coach Charlie Ballard can't believe that call. Foul on Davis is her third of the night. First team foul in the fourth quarter on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Licking with the ball. They need to find the shot. They need to find them in a hurry. They're down five. Wallace with it out front, down the left side of the lane. We're going to get a foul call. I think they're going to get Davis again for the reach-in. Yeah, they do. Riley Davis calls for the foul on the reach-in. Non-shooting foul. That is just team foul number two. Licking will inbound. They got it in the middle to Hop. Dribbles one time. Shoots no, but she's fouled. And with 42 seconds to go in the game, looks like Licking will shoot free throws here. Foul was on Caden Hillis. That'll be number three on Caden Hillis. And number 33, Allie Hawk, a senior for Licky, will go to the free throw line. Has 11 points for them tonight. Now 12 as she hits the free throw. Leads Licking and scoring, Allie Hawk. Trying to get back to within three with a shot. She hits it. Allie Hawk with 13. We got a three-point game. 37-34. Thayer leads with 42 seconds to play. And Licking wants a timeout. We'll take 1-2. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We're back here at the Cabool High School. Say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Steed Brothers Trucking, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, the Sunset Salon and Barbering, and the Carter Funeral Home. Thayer inbounds the ball with a three-point lead, 40 seconds to go. They break the pass, got it down to Hillis, who scores the layup. Caden Hillis, the third, Lady Bobcat in double figures. Here comes Licking in a hurry. Wallace in the lane, back outside. Hawk will shoot a long three. It's off the mark, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 24 seconds remain. What a play with the Lady Bobcat to get that ball to Hillis on the break. Put it up and in. Thayer to inbound against pressure, and they'll just throw it in. Davis in a fight for it, and the ball is going to be taken by Licking. Lady Wildcats have got it. 20 seconds to play. Here's Wallace in the corner to Hawk for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Hillis. And Hillis is going to get tackled going the other way. That's got to be intentional. That's got to be intentional. She just reached out and tackled her. She made no attempt to get the ball. Wow, and Coach Denny Young has asked the official, how is that not intentional? I mean, that could have hurt somebody. She just reached out and grabbed Hillis around the waist and tackled her. You hear the Bobcat fans not pleased with that call. Now Hillis will go to the free throw line. So why is she shooting free throws? That's only the third team foul on Licking. Yeah, she's not shooting free throws. That's only three team fouls on Licking. Thayer will inbound the ball on the sideline. 14 seconds to go. Thayer Lady Bobcats are looking for a district championship. Trying to join the Bobcat boys in the next round of the tournament. And Pierce looking to get it inbound. Swings it over to Hillis. Hillis gets tied up. Ball loose on the floor. Hillis gets it back. And Coach Young called the timeout with 11 seconds to go. 39-34. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by five. And let's say thanks again to some of your Lady Bobcat boosters. They include Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11th Point River Title Company of Thayer. Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat. Active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman of Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart store, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, and Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer. I'm wondering if my buddy Steve Looney, back at the Looney House, is listening to the game today. He wanted to make the trip up, seen a little bit under the weather, said he would just enjoy it from the house. And Mr. Looney, it's been a dandy. 39-34. You know, before the game, the coach for Licking was quoted as saying, if we can keep the score under 40, we've got a chance to win. Well, that's exactly what his team has done. Thayer's got 39. Licking's got 34. Lady Bobcats are going to inbound the ball here with 11 seconds to go. Licking is not yet in the bonus, so they can foul, but they got to foul twice to put Thayer at the free throw line. And now Pierce, oh, they get a breakaway to Bowers. Bowers all the way to the bucket, gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Number 20 going to be called for the foul. That is Dawson. That'll be her fourth of the game. And Abby Bowers going to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats will shoot two. Substitution now for Licking. Oh, they say that's number five on Dawson. So Dawson has fouled out. Zoe Dawson fouls out with 7 points, all of them in the second half. That's a Licking senior. And first free throw for Abby Bowers is good. Abigail now with 11 points in the game. Hit a three early. And trying to ice it here, and it's good. Bowers with 12. Fair leads it by 7. 41-34. Hawk going all the way to the bucket. Scores the layup. Fair Lady Bobcats just let her go score, and Licking calls a quick timeout. 5-point lead, 2.9 seconds to play. Fair Lady Bobcats look like they may be on their way to a district championship. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back to Kabul with the final 3 seconds in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Well, the Licking Lady Wildcats came into this district tournament as the number 3 seed. They upset the number 2 in the semifinals. That was the Liberty Lady Eagles. And they've given the top-seeded Fair Lady Bobcats all they want here tonight. 41-36. Fair Lady Bobcats lead it by 5 with 2.9 seconds to play. And really all Fair's got to do here is inbound the ball, then just cover it up. You're probably going to get fouled. They're going to go to the runout. Hillis makes the catch, will drive all the way down, and scores the layup. Hillis hits a home run, and there's the buzzer. The Fair Lady Bobcats, 43. Licking Lady Wildcats, 36. Coach Denny Young and your Fair Lady Bobcats are the Class 3 District 10 champions. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up. Hopefully get a word with Coach Denny Young. And, yeah, exciting time to be a Fair Bobcat basketball fan. The boys win the district championship last night. Girls win the district championship tonight. And what a tough, tough battle this was tonight. And these girls showed just how tough they are going to be come state tournament time. And Coach Denny Young getting big hugs from all the seniors. These seniors, this is their first district championship. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back to Kabul High School in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered.